Time for our monthly catch-up with British Blind Sport. I'm joined today, for the first time actually, by Ian Isham, who is part of the team there. We're going to talk about Ian's work, and we'll flag up some of the highlights for you as well, including the annual swimming gala, which has come round once again. Ian, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me along.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Ian, and a bit about your role at British Blind Sport.
I'm into my third week here at British Blind Sport as the head of sport development. A background working in sports development for the last sort of 12 years. So I've worked at Wasps Rugby and Netball, holding a kind of a number of different coaching positions, and then most recently being the head of community. So looking after our outreach and grassroots programs, as well as a range of educational and health related programs. And I suppose ultimately what I'm here to do as the head of sport development is to start working towards our new 5-year strategy. And In the strategy, we've kind of set out our vision and what we're ultimately working towards, which is a world where blind and partially sighted people can have fair and equal access to sport and physical activity. So a lot of our programming is kind of tailored to working towards that. Ultimately, I suppose it kind of goes into sort of some of the key bits around kind of working in partnership with key national governing bodies, key sports, and ultimately people that can help try and develop the sport and make it as inclusive as possible. As an organisation, we know the benefits that sport and physical activity can have to people's well-being.
You mentioned community there, Ian. Of course, that's massively important for blind and partially sighted people, because with British Blind Sport, you know, you're not just looking at professionals, you know, people who are fantastic at sport. It's getting people to sort of take that first step. You know, there's the benefits, you know, ending social isolation, there's benefits of, you know, meeting new people, mental health. You know, sport really can have a really holistic approach for people, and real holistic benefits as well.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of the time we'll be referring to kind of sport and physical activity, because ultimately we want people to move more. You know, it might be as simple as going for more walks, going for a run, or, you know, taking part in different sports. As I say, it's not necessarily focused on kind of the top level that we'll kind of see in the World Games or kind of the Paralympics, but going down to the local club and playing sport recreationally.
What about yourself, then, Ian? Do you participate in sport? You got a favourite sport or sports?
I try to. So I play rugby for my local team, and attempting to learn golf, albeit I'll say very badly at this point.
Totally agree with you there about golf. You never master it. You just have better days than others sometimes, exactly. Or worse day than others. We're going to look at some things you got coming up in the near future as well. We'll give people some contact details after that too. But what have you got in store for us?
At the moment, we've just launched some workforce kind of development courses. So where it's designed for either teachers or coaches or kind of people that have got an interest in kind of helping to develop sport. So it's a VI awareness in sport and physical activity program. And we've got workshops across the country. Alongside that, we've got our annual National Youth Swimming Gala, which is fast approaching. That's on Sunday, 12th of March. And that's being held at Tudor Grange Les Centre in Solihull. It's an event that includes lessons to improve water confidence, as well as competitive activities for experienced swimmers. And we're going to have Swim England also in attendance. They'll be hosting a masterclass for those looking to improve in their diving skills. So it promises to be a pretty good day.
I can never understand why people want to take up diving off the high boards. I don't get it myself. I prefer just to be in the water. There's obviously a lot coming up. We're going to be chatting with British Blind Sport, as we do each month anyway, and highlighting a lot of things coming up. And as you say, the IBSA World Games coming up in August this year as well. But in the meantime, you know, if people would like to find out more about the stuff you've been chatting about, or all the things that are on offer from BBS, what's the best way to get in touch?
Our website has got loads of that information, as well as kind of activity finders where they can find out what sports are on locally to them. So the website is www.britishblindsport.org.uk, or our phone number is 01926 424 247.
Well, Ian, best of luck in the new post. No doubt we'll be catching up over the coming months as well. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me along.